to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, and broadcasting direct from WEFTEC, the water quality event. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the Los Angeles Convention Center and the trade show floor of WEFTEC. I'm Todd Schnick, joined by Todd Youngblood. Todd, we've turned corner four. We're in the home stretch.
Corner four, and the brain is not fried yet. Unlike our guest, who kind of was talking about that a little bit before the show, this is going to be interesting to see how this pans out.
But I think we're going to have a good time. We are joined by the president of Water Analytics, makers of Aquametrics instruments, Mark Spencer. Welcome to Water Online Radio.
Glad to be here, Todd and Todd.
Well, it's great to have you. Before we get into a conversation, Mark, why don't you take a second and just tell us a little bit about you, your background, and the work that you're doing with Water Analytics.
Okay. Well, my background is really R&D. I have a degree in physical chemistry. My previous life was in R&D of government-sponsored research. So I've worked in a large variety of high-tech developments, and water instrumentation is something that's always interested in me. So when I saw an opportunity to purchase a manufacturing company and use it as a springboard to develop a line, I just jumped.
Give me an example of a couple of projects that you do. Help our audience understand exactly what you're delivering to your customers.
Well, right now, Aquametrics has a solid core of manufacturing instruments mainly for the wastewater industry, pH or ORP, conductivity, dissolved oxygen. These are solid, very, very rugged, very well-known, very well-admired instrumentation. As the years go by, you'll see more products that are on the cutting edge of technology come forward. We have a roadmap that goes out for the next 5 years. And you'll see instrumentation go from the mainstream to the very cutting edge.
Mark, you mentioned before the show that you purchased the company 2 years ago.
That's correct.
And given the economic climate over the last couple of years, it seems like a little bit of an odd time to be making an acquisition. What was attractive?
Well, actually, in a downtime, it's a very good time to buy a company. You know, interesting, as you probably know, the water segment is growing at about 8% a year. So anybody who gets into any segment of the water market over the long term is going to be part of a growing market. I saw on Aquametrics a company that, even though it had a very small core of products and did not promote them very forcefully, was still selling very, very well and was very highly respected. So I saw a product that was already great to begin with and would be ripe for some technological development, which is where my background comes in.
Mark, just clarify for the audience, what is exact Aquametrics' niche in the marketplace, and where do you see it evolving?
Well, our niche has always been, as I said, in the wastewater, traditionally more in the industrial side than the municipal side. Our niche has been in the three big ones, pH, ORP, conductivity, plus dissolved oxygen. And as the years go by, actually starting very, very shortly, our niche will be growing from just wastewater industrial to clean water, municipal and industrial.
Yeah, Mark, you're very clearly a technology guy. What kind of technological developments are coming down the pipe here that are going to be exciting over the next few years?
Well, just today we unveiled an early version of our new controller, which is the only controller on the market that can handle 5 inputs, taking 2 channels, and is 100% touchscreen, IP enabled, so you'll be able to check up on your parameters as with your cell phone. Coming after that, we've got instrumentation that is, we have a model, no me twos. So we have a very innovative chlorine analyzer coming out. That'll be about a year and a half. A toroidal sensor, which measures conductivity over a huge range, uses an entirely new principle. It's never been commercialized. You'll be seeing that in 2 years. And in fact, we see so far out that we have 2 proposals that we've partnered with other companies, to the EPA and NASA, to come up with instrumentation to measure species of trace metals in waters using a technology that has never been successfully commercialized for the wastewater or the water industry.
But you announced that new project just here at WEFTEC. Was that one of the principal reasons why you attended, was to launch that formally here?
We definitely worked overtime to get it ready in some shape or way or form to show it. And no, you know what? If you're in this industry, if you're not at WEFTEC, you're pretty much missing the boat.
What are some other objectives that you have here at WEFTEC?
It's, well, having been
lead generation, market education, all those kinds of
things. Sure. You know, there's product knowledge, there's technical knowledge, which of course I have no problem getting, but knowing the industry well, can only be done in a face-to-face environment, and I just don't know of a better environment to do that than WEFTEC.
Mark, you mentioned the EPA just a little bit ago, and, and regulation from various government entities is a big deal in the water wastewater industry. It just strikes me as kind of interesting. You're actually working or collaborating with the EPA on this project that's coming out in a couple of years?
Our connection with the EPA is that the EPA, like other government agencies, has set asides for very innovative research called the Small Business Innovative Research Program. Any company can apply for these grants, and we partnered with another company to respond to an EPA request for proposals. Once that happens, if we are fortunate enough to win this and we are able to demonstrate the successful technology that is very new and innovative, then we will work with the EPA much more strongly to make sure that our instrumentation has an EPA approved method.
Well, in this case, collaboration with a partner is clearly very important. In a more general sense, how much are you collaborating? How important is that for the future, not only of your company, but the value you give to your customers?
Sure. Well, there are several types of collaboration, and you probably know more than I do that. This is an industry where everybody knows everybody, and there's always some collaboration going on between one company and another. We're not different in that. We've partnered with a couple of other companies that are strategic partners. On the technology front, I may have an idea in my head, but I'm not the expert. And the collaboration comes in when we find someone who is an expert and is willing to go in on us. For instance, in this latest proposal to the EPA, we've partnered with a company that has years, actually decades of experience in fuel cell technology, which is the basis of our proposed technology, and also a professor from a university. So our collaboration spans everything from the commercial world all the way out to the R&D world.
Mark, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, share with the audience where they can get more information on water analytics and aquametrics.
Sure. Easiest thing is to go to our website, www.aquametrics.com. Also, wateranalytics.net will work. We're located in Massachusetts, just north of Boston, and I think you can find us with a little typing on Google.
And where's your booth here at WEFTEC?
Our booth number, 9026.
9026, okay.
Kentia Hall.
Mark Spencer, it was a real pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks for the insights, Mark.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay, that wraps this segment. On behalf of Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schneck, Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.